There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billiken win! Billiken win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Great to hear from Scott Jagow there. Our producer is Drew Young, and we have a crowded studio today. We have Sergeant Butch Crowley, Lake St. Louis Police Department. It's an honor to have you here. His son, Chase Crowley, is here, 15 years old, and wants to be a sportscaster. Joining us is one of the most accomplished sportscasters in the history of television, and that is KMOX alum Joe Buck. Joe, do you remember when you were 15 and an aspiring sportscaster?
Yes, I had been working for 11 years with the Cardinals at that point.
Yes, you had. You absolutely had. What was that like back then?
Getting picked up from school by my mommy and then going down and doing Cardinal games. It was a fun time. It makes me, when you said that and you introduced the two of them, it was like my dad's line that he used to always use on young people that would come up to him and ask him, you know, what do I need to do to get into broadcasting? And he would look at me and say, start with a famous dad. And, we're not all that lucky. I was, and I've tried to take as much advantage of it as I could.
Well, you had such a special father and somebody who was able to show you that. And I think that's important, is that we show these kids what it's like behind the scenes and let them grow into it. I've heard you say this on several podcasts and shows, that when people introduce you with all of your accomplishments, and it should be reminded, I mean, what you've done is incredible, that sometimes you're a little embarrassed by it. Like, you still think of yourself as that young Joe, you know, just trying to sort of find his way. I think that's natural. I feel that way sometimes. I'll bet you that the best of the best would, if they let their guard down, would tell you that sometimes they still think of themselves as that young sportscaster.
Yeah, I would like to think so. I think it's one of the great advantages of being my dad's son for me is to, you know, it always felt kind of natural to slide over one seat because of the care that my dad took to really introduce the profession to me and show me all the great things that it brought to his life. And, you know, I was a kid just trailing around after him. And of course I wanted to be him. Of course I wanted to do what made him, even at his sickest, get up off the couch and go down to be around the players at 3:30 in the afternoon and get ready for a 7 o'clock broadcast. I'm 55. I still think of myself as a 25-year-old guy. And I just got off the phone with Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield and Liam Cohen, who's the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I still think of myself as younger than all those people, and I'm not. But, you know, it's just the way that internal dialogue goes. And eventually, you know, I guess when I'm finished with all this, I'll sit back and think about all the stuff that I've been lucky enough to get to do. But until then, I'm just going to keep operating as, in my mind, Jack Buck's son and somebody who's lucky to get to head to Kansas City and do a Monday night game tomorrow night.
Well, it keeps you humble and honest and young. And I see, Chase, see what I was saying back in the office, how it moves by fast? It does. I mean, the years will fly by. I'll tell you this, Joe. Last Saturday, when I was sitting there in the grass lot across from Memorial Stadium with my fraternity brothers with a beer in my hand in the morning and the stadium rocking with game day on the other side, I felt like I was 21. I mean, I was in absolute heaven last week, and then Indiana goes out and drills Washington, and then our alma mater did it again, Joe. They go up to Michigan State, toughest challenge probably that they've had so far, and just put it on the Spartans, 47 consecutive points. I don't even know what to say anymore, except I have a permanent smile on my face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if people are tired of me and Troy talking about IU football on Monday night, I don't care. I mean, I'm so sick of hearing from the Notre Dame fans and the USC fans and the Michigan fans and, you know, right on down the line, LSU, Alabama, Georgia. I mean, every year I'm so sick of the same teams over and over and over again. And finally, I mean, I got there in 87. I got there the semester after the basketball team won the national championship. And the football team was pretty good back then. I mean, Trent Green was the quarterback, Anthony Thompson, a good running back. Bill Mallory was the head coach. But there still really wasn't anything to get that excited about nationally. And now to see, not only are they 9-0, but I mean, they're legit. All three phases of the game, outstanding. Their defense is really good. Their special teams are good. And then the offense, it was impressive yesterday at Michigan State. And I'll be there next week. You got to be there for the Washington game. I get to be there for the Michigan game. And I'm going to be sitting there with my fraternity brothers, probably having a beer in the morning and getting ready for a big 3:30 tilt against Michigan. And I think they opened up at a 12.5 point favorite, yeah. Which, I mean, for those of us who have been long suffering, is just kind of hard to imagine.
Yeah, people have to understand that Nebraska is one thing, and that was awesome. And Washington, another big national brand, is another great win. But there is something very...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Very different about Michigan being there and seeing that uniform and the fact that they've handed it to IU through the years. That place, Joe, you will not believe it. I mean, it is beyond what you're even thinking right now. It will be loud and boisterous, and those fans have been waiting a long, long time. You know, Kurt Cignetti, you, like, for a living, you sit in with coaches in these production meetings. Would I do anything to be in a production meeting with Kurt Cignetti, to pick his brain?
He came into our production meeting about 3 weeks ago. Our producer, Steve Ackle, set it up. And he was like a special surprise guest on a Zoom call during our production meeting on a Monday. I'm trying to think of where we were, but it was about 3 weeks ago. And I mean, very serious, but able to have a little bit of fun. And, you know, I'm with you. I think he's no nonsense. I've never seen a head coach on a sideline stand the way he stands. Pay attention to it. He's got kind of that look on his face, but he stands with his hands on his hips, with his fingers kind of down, his elbows bent, and he's just got this pose on the sideline. And I know those players know that they don't mess with the guy. And when he came there and he said whatever the exact quote, I don't know, but like, I win, Google me.
That was it.
We talked to him about it, and he said, you know, I had to right out of the gate kind of just say this is going to be different than it's been, and I'm not going to go in and soft pedal this thing. We're going to be confident. You can tell they're well coached. It's why Aikman loves them. I mean, he's such a stickler for the way guys come off the ball, receivers, and they're very well coached. So, yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to watch that game next weekend, to be there and enjoy it, and then get a 5 a.m. pickup from the hotel and head to Indianapolis to fly to Los Angeles to do a Monday Night Football game. It'll be well worth the headache I'll fly with to L.A.
Yes, it will. That is a dedicated IU fan. I love that. And I will be at the Mizzou, Oklahoma game. So they're going to be like, hey, where did Dad go? I'm like trying to find TVs at the tailgate to watch IU Michigan. That's what I'm going to be
doing.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
And I love that CBS crew. You know, I love really those crews that have been together for a while, where you have Brad Nessler, Gary Danielson, Jenny Dell on the sidelines. There's like a comfort and a familiarity with those voices, and you know that it's a big game. I do feel that way. I'm going to embarrass you here for a little bit, but I feel that way with you and Troy. Like, when you and Troy are on a game, you have such good chemistry. I know that it's not only a big game, but I feel comfortable. There's a comfort in hearing your voices together. It's something to have on in the house and have the game on. Do you hear that from people, the fact that the two of you have been together for so long, and do you feel that in the booth?
Yeah, I mean, 23 years together will do that, and we've been lucky to not mess it up before we hit the air on Monday night. Who knows then? But yeah, I think people can hear a true friendship that comes over the air. He knows that he can joke with me and vice versa, and we're there for each other and trying to pick each other up. So it's a good feeling. And, you know, that's the way for people my age, if it is true, that I certainly felt with Summerall and Madden. And I feel that way whenever I hear Al do a game. It's just like a comforting, you know, this is a game that I should be watching and listening to. And I think that just comes over time. So whether it's, you know, Tom Brady starting out this year and him settling in, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I think that's what ESPN was buying when they got us to come from Fox. And I'm glad it holds true at a new network.
That place will be revved up tomorrow. You know, you know this. They have not played a home game at Arrowhead Stadium in about a month. The Chiefs will finally be at home taking on Tampa Bay. The Chiefs are 7-0. How have they done this, Joe, from your observation?
Two guys, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And when we talked to Andy, he said that, you know, the great play callers, and he's one of them. I think in today's game, the other, there'd be two more, be Kyle Shanahan and Sean Payton. I think while they'd love to have all their guys healthy, and Andy would love to have Hollywood Brown, and he would love to have Isaiah Pacheco, and he would love to have Rashee Rice, and now they've lost another tight end during practice this week, that while they would love to have all those guys healthy, I think they like the challenge of trying to find new ways to win and put responsibility on new players that nobody expected to be heavily involved when the season started. So, you know, I'm just looking at my board right now, and yeah, Kelsey's coming off his best game, but Noah Gray always steps up. They added DeAndre Hopkins. They brought Kareem Hunt back. You know, they just find a way. And at the end of the day, and at the end of every play, when it breaks down, Mahomes is just spinning around in circles and, you know, throwing sidearm or underhand or whatever it is to get the ball forward to get a big first down, and they just keep winning. And I think the other side of it is they're winning with defense. And Steve Spagnuolo, you know, our friend from his days as the head coach here in St. Louis with the Rams, has been amazing. I think you could make the case that he's a Hall of Fame assistant, having won four Lombardi trophies as an assistant coach. I think he's just been phenomenal. And so however it has to get done, it's getting done. I was surprised this is the first time Patrick Mahomes has been 7-0. Yeah, they will give Tampa Bay obviously all they can handle tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one for sure. We will have it for you on the KMOX side. The radio crew will be right here, our Chiefs crew with Mitch Holtis, Dane and Hughes. Joe Buck will call it with Troy Aikman on the ESPN Disney family of networks on Monday Night Football. So good at what you do. And are you anything else going on in your world outside of Monday Night Football? Are you narrow focused on Monday Night Football at this point, Joe?
Yeah, that's it. That's all with twin six-year-olds that this 55-year-old has the capability of covering anymore.
Well, you're great at it, and I know you're a great dad, and I appreciate you, and thank you as always for coming on your radio station, KMOX. We love you, Joe, and thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Anytime, Tom.
Go Hoosiers.
Go IU.
Go Hoosiers.
Go IU.
Let's go. Joe Buck with us on KMOX. We're going to take a break. When we come back, NFL picks. And then we get you to Cowboys-Falcons, 11:30 pregame right here on KMOX.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.